Good evening. I hope you all had a beautiful day. Tonight we'll be reading from the Zohar. Please join me to bring the energy of creation into our study with the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedula Chemincha, a sequence that has the gematria of 506, which is the same gematria as Ahavat Hinam, love for no reason, unconditional love. Use this sequence to bring unconditional love into your life. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadbeinu Taharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Nun. Two three-letter sequences, Kras Satan. The same letters can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan. The first one, Kras Satan, means to tear up the Satan, to tear up the negativity. Sha'ar Katan means to close the small gates. The small gates, the eyes, the ears, the nostrils, the mouth. The gates that we leave open, God forbid, which is where the Satan, the negative forces, enter into our consciousness. Shut down those gates and tear up the Katan. Leave no opening for that entity. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamayim. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Two three-letter sequences. Nun Gimel Dalet has a gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word zan, which means parnasah. Parnasah is what we lack. Anything that we lack, this sequence can help us obtain. Yud Kashin is also taking back the energy that we've given to the other side, to the negative side through our mistakes. Both of the two sequences of three letters take back energy, provide fulfillment. One from our past and one from the now. Barachem tacharem Rachamei Siddkatcha Tamid Gamrem Betetresh Tzaditach Gimel. The two middle letters, the Resh and Sadi, have a gematria of 290, which is the same gematria as the name Miriam. Miriam the prophetess, Miriam the sister of Moshe Rabbeinu, Miriam in whose merit the well followed the Israelites in the desert. Whenever we talk about the well, we talk about Torah, because well, sea, water of any kind is thought of as a code word for Torah. We can use this sequence, the Resh and the Tzadi, to strengthen our relationships and to meet our soulmate for those who have not. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Atid Gaye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushatak Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. The sequence that we can utilize to spread and speed the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah during this, our sixth millennium. The Resh and the Yud, the two letters of the month of Betulah, the Virgo, the Virgin. The Betulah really represents purity. And this is what the essence of the month of Elul, separate out the impure and return ourselves back to the level of purity so that we can reach that level of purity to be judged into the book of life. Shavatenu kabel ushmatiyaka tenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Zadiyutav. And the last line we say in a whisper. This week, this Shabbat, we will read the portion of Ki Tavo. Ki Tavo is one of the portions where there is no written Zohar, which leaves us free to read from the beginning, because during the week of Bereshit, we don't have a lot of time for the study of Bereshit because of all of the holidays during Tishrei. And that week becomes a short week because there's usually the holiday of Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah in that week. So tonight we're going to read from Volume 1, and we're going to read the section of the prologue called The Precepts of the Torah. And we're going to read about the 10th precept, to put on tefillin and to complete oneself according to the supernal image. Before we start, does anybody have any questions? Vayi nom Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananei aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananeihu. Bekuda asira'a le'anacha tefillin u'ashlama garmei v'diyokna ila'a dikti v'yavra Elohim et ha'adam v'tzalmo patach v'yamar roshech alayich kakarmel Haikera okimna veitmar aval roshech alayich kakarmel daresha ila'a tefillin duresha shema demalka ila'a kadisha yudke vavke biatvan reshimin kol at veat parshata ada shema kadisha Kalifa the Sudura the Atvan Sikidka Yaot Utnen Utnan Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha Viaru Mimecha Ilain Tefilin Tiresha Dinun Shema Kadisha Basidura Viatvo. The 10th precept is to put on tefillin and to complete himself with the supernal image, as it is written, and Elohim created man in his own image. Bereshit chapter 1. He opened the discussion by saying, "Your head upon you is like the Carmel," a verse from Shir HaShirim, chapter 7. This verse has already been explained. "Nevertheless, your head upon you is like the Carmel," applies to the supernal head, the tefillin worn on the head of the Holy Supernal King, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, that appears in the written letters. Each letter of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is equivalent to one paragraph in the tefillin. And in this manner, the holy name is engraved upon the paragraphs of the tefillin, according to the proper order of the letters. And we have learned that the verse that you are called by the name of Hashem, "And they shall be afraid of you," Devarim chapter 28, refers to the tefillin of the head, which represents the holy name according to the order of the letters. There are four parchments, each having a paragraph from the Torah, the written Torah, that are put into the head and the hand tefillin. The head tefillin has four separate compartments. The hand tefillin has one. The order of the parchment going into the four compartments in the head tefillin, there's a dispute. There's a machloket, an argument for the sake of heaven. So there's actually two different types of head tefillin. One is called tefillin Rashi, and one is called tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, who is the grandson of Rashi. And these people are the most recognized discussion of which is the order that they are to appear in. But irrespective of the order, all that's really in discussion is whether the tetragrammaton is to be in the order of Yud Ke Vav Ke, or if it's going to be in the order of Yud Ke Ke Vav. One is in the order of our understanding of the name Hashem, and the other is in the order of the Aleph Bet. One is on the level of Chachmah, when it's on the order of the Aleph Bet, and one is on the level of Bina, when it's in the normal order of the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. But the whole idea of God wearing tefillin, we need to understand as a metaphor, because obviously God does not have a head in the same sense as a human being. God does have a head in the sense that there is a head, body, and soul, and in the process, in the endless world, there is no end. So there's just head and body. There's head and body of potential, and there's head and body of actual. And that's the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Yud is potential of potential. The hey, the first hey, is potential of actual. The Vav is potential of actual. And the final hay is actual of actual. Parshata Kadma'a Kadesh Li. Call the court Dayud Dihi Kodesh Bukra. To call Kuchin Ilain Peter kol rechem b'chachu shavil dakik d'nachat min yud di'ihu aftach rachama lemebad perin v'ibin kidka ya'ot v'ihu kodesh ila'a. The first words that appear in the tefillin read, Sanctify to me all the firstborn. The Hebrew is Kadeshli. It's a verse from Shemot, chapter 13. And this verse corresponds to the Yud of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is holiness, namely Chachmah, which is the firstborn of all the supernal sanctities. These are whatever opens the womb. Shemot, chapter 13, also. By that narrow line that descends from the Yud, which opens the womb to bring forth proper fruits and seeds. This is the supernal holiness. What are proper fruits and seeds? Thoughts. And they all emanate from the Yud of Hashem. They're all received in our heads. Parshata kinyona v'chaya ki yiviyacha da Hashem hekala deitpatach rachama dila migoy yud v'chamshin pitin aksad ra'in v'idrin satimin devei dechahu peter diaved yud v'chai hekala v'mishma ba kala di Nafka, migoy shofar da, begin de shofar, da hu satin, bekol sitrin, viata, yud uftach le leapaka, mine kala vekevan diaftach, le taka le viapek, mine kala leapaka, avdin lecheru. The second paragraph reads, and it shall be when Hashem shall bring you, the Hebrew is V'haya ki yiyeyacha. Again, Shemot chapter 13. This is He of Yudke Vavke, which is Bina. This is the temple whose womb is opened by the letter Yud, through 50 openings, corridors, and rooms that are concealed within it. The letter Yud made an opening in that temple so that the sound of the shofar, which is Bina, can be heard through it. Because the shofar is blocked on all sides, Yud came and opened it so that the sound could be heard. When it opened it, the shofar was blown and sound was admitted. The emission of this sound was to free the slaves. Verse is talking about the Jubilee, which is blown in the 50th year to free the slaves and return all land that has been sold from one person to another is all returned to the original owner or his descendants. All kinds of unusual regulations and laws, but are really describing spiritual reality as opposed to our physicality. Uvitkiu to shofara da nafku Yisrael Mimitraim Lekach Samen Zina Achara Vesof Yomaya Vekal Purkana Mehai Shofar Atya Ukich it ba itziat mitraim befarshata da deha mehai shofarate vehela diyud diftach rachama dila viapek kale vefurkana diavdin veda Hashem at tinyana dishma kadisha. So by blowing of the shofar, Israel were delivered from Egypt, and so shall he blow the shofar another time in the future. At the end of days, every deliverance originates from the shofar, which is Bina. And this is why this Exodus from Egypt is written in this paragraph, because it is a result of the shofar, by the force of the letter Yud, that the womb was opened, enabling it to bring forth its sound to redeem the slaves. This is Hey, the second letter of the holy name. And in this verse, we can start to read and understand the four phases, which is on other recordings that I highly recommend that you study, because to go further in the study of Kabbalah takes a connection and a true understanding of the concept of the four phases. Parshata Telita'a Raza de Yehuda Dishma Yisrael Davav de Kalel Kola Uve Yehuda de Kola Uve Ityachadan Behu Natel Kola Parshata Revi'a Behaya Im Shamoa Kalilu Tigrin Citrin de Ityachadat Uhu Knesset Yisrael Gvura Diltata Vida Hashem Batra'a Venatla Lon Vit Kalelot Minchon. The third paragraph is the secret of the unification in Hero Israel, Shema Yisrael, Devarim chapter 6. This corresponds to the letter Vav of Yudkeh Vavkeh, which is there on Pin, and combines all within itself. The unity of all, as all are united in it, and it gathers all as well. The fourth paragraph reads, and it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken, the Hebrew is Vahaya im Shamoa, Devarim chapter 11. This includes two aspects. Chesed and Devorah combined together, because the congregation of Israel, which is the lower Devorah, Malchut, is united with them. And this is the last day of Yudkeh Vavkeh, which gathers all the others together and includes them all. Utefilin atvan dishma kadisha inun mamash v'alda rashech alaich tekarmel elaine Tefillin de Resha Vidamat Roshech Hahi Tefila Shel Yad Dihi Miskena Megabe Ela Of Haki Shelimu Eat La Bekegavna Dilela. The Tefillin are actually the letters of the Holy Name. Therefore, your head upon you is like the Carmel, refers to the Tefillin of the head. And the hair, the Hebrew dalat, from dala, meaning poor of your head, a verse from Shir HaShirim chapter 7, refers to the tefillin of the hand, which is malchut, as she is poor in comparison to above, to Zeranpin. Thus she achieves perfection as above. By wearing the tefillin, people are perfecting themselves. The tefillin is actually an antenna for the drawing of the energy of mercy into the physical world, and especially into the person who is at wearing the tefillin. His wife receives it through him, and overall, it is a very positive thing to do. And it is not just for men, although in the Orthodox tradition, women do not wear tefillin because it's a time-related mitzvah, and women are exempt from time-related mitzvah because they're already connected to Bina, which is above the level of chesed, which is what is time. And it's understanding all of that. But throughout the centuries, there have been women who say, I accept upon myself the mitzvah of X or Y or Z. And some have accepted the mitzvah of tzitzit, and some have accepted the mitzvah of tefillin, and some have accepted others of the mitzvah. Melech Asur Bar Chatim Kashir Ihu Beachid Beinun Batei Leit Achada Behahu Shema Kadisha Kidka Yaot Be'al Da Man De'itakan Beho Ihu Chave Betzelem Elohim Ma Elohim Yidyachada Be Shema Kadisha Afhu Idyachad Be Shema Kadisha Kidka Yaot Zechard Unkeva Bara Otam Tefillin Duresha Utefillin Shel Yad Vekolachad. A king is caught in its stresses. Means that he is tied down and tightly held in those compartments of the Tefillin for the purpose of being properly united with that holy name. Therefore, whoever puts them on receives the image of Elohim, because just as Elohim is united with the holy name, so does a person who puts them on become united with the holy name. Accordingly, male and female, he created them. Bereshit chapter 1 refers to the tefillin of the head and the tefillin of the hand. And all is one, all is unity. The 11th precept, to give tithing. The Kabbalists, tithing is a precept, a mitzvah, to give 10% of the essences that you receive, whether it's money or children or time, what you are given from Hashem, 10% of that is not yours. It's given to you to share with others. You think you earn the money, but you don't. It's not yours. Give it away. By giving it away, by tithing it, you achieve the level of continuity in that 10%. And it then can return to you and truly become yours. And many people have seen this in their own life when they start to tithe. They tithe, and then the next thing they know, they get a check from some place that they forgot about, that they didn't expect, a big deal. And when they calculate the money that they'll receive, it turns out to be the 10% they've given away. Tithing injects continuity into something that has an end. The 10% of what you receive, you don't. It's not yours. Give it away. For those people who think are more connected to the physical, they don't want to give it away. It's difficult for them to give it away. Don't worry about it. The universe will tax it away. What do you think a parking ticket is? What do you think an accident is in your car, where you have a fender bender and you have to spend the money to fix the car? What do you think product liability is all about? It's not that somebody got so lucky. Some poor person who had some medical problems got lucky and the courts awarded them big numbers. The person didn't tithe. One of the more amazing stories that is never published, but it's in the Zohar in the section of, I believe it's B'Shalach. It explains the concept of Job. Job, who is such a righteous man, and God says to the Satan, have you considered my servant Job. In fact, God is telling the Satan, go play with him. Be busy with him. Take away what I've given him. As that was the surface discussion between God and the Satan. Job would not be so righteous if he lost everything. So the Satan proceeded to take everything from him. His wife died, his children got ill and died. All of his estates and money were taken away and lost. Everything was taken away. And people struggle to understand the book of Job. How could this be that such a righteous man has this much trouble? What, it doesn't make sense. Until you read the Zohar where it comes along and explains that Job never gave the Satan any of his due, any of his tithing, any of the money, time, children that belonged to the Satan. And that's why it was taken away. There are many other reasons that the Zohar explains as well, but we won't go into it because we're talking about tithing. Yekudah hadrusar leasra measra diara haka it terain pikudin had leasra measra. The Ara, the Chad Bikure, the Fere, Ilana, Diktiv, Hine, Natati, Lechem, Etkol Esev, Zorea, Zera, Asher, Al Pene Kol Haaretz, Ketiv Haka, Hine, Natati, Utiv Hatam, Believe Ne, Levi, Hine, Natati, Etkol Basar, the Israel. Ukti v'kol ma'asar, ha'aretz mizera, ha'aretz mifne, mipri, ha'etz la'shem hu. The 11th precept is to give a tithe of the land's product. Here we have two precepts. One is to give a tithe of the land's product, and the other is to bring the first fruits of the trees. As it is written, behold, I have given you every herb yielding seed, which is upon the face of all the earth. Here it is written, I have given you. Elsewhere it is written, and to the children of Levi, behold, I will have given all the tithe in Israel. Bamidbar, chapter 18. In a third place it is further written, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is to Hashem. It's a verse from Vayikra, chapter 27. The 12th precept, to bring the first of the fruits of the trees, which is also discussed in this parasha of Kitavo. Pikuda tu esar liata'a, pikure di ilana, dikiv ve'et kol ha'etz, Asher bo peri etz zorea, zara, ho man di itchaze. Li, livkon, asira, lemekol, atir lon, vihav, lon, ko ma'asra, ilay uvikurin, di ilaynin, natati, lachem, lachem velo, derarin, devat rechon. The 12th precept is to bring the first fruits of the trees as an offering. As it is written, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. Bereshit chapter 1. Whatever I deserve is forbidden to you to eat. He permitted them to eat and gave them all his tithe and first fruits of the trees. As it is written, I have given to you. To you, and not to the generations after you. I'm not sure what this is referring to. The 13th precept, to perform the redemption ritual for his son and connect to the power of life. The Pidyon HaBen, the one mitzvah that Moshe withheld from the Erev Rav because it is so powerful. Rabbi Ashlag said, you want to know what's important, what mitzvah is important to do? Look to the people, look to the Jewish nation. The mitzvah that they don't do, that's the one that's important. Pinyin HaBen is very important. My daughter married a Cohen when she had her firstborn. A Cohen does not get redeemed, does not do the ritual of the Pinyin HaBen, because a Cohen can handle the energy of end that is represented by the concept of the firstborn. Pikuda Tulesar Lemerbad Purkana Livre Lekashra Le Bechayim Ditrain Bemanan Ninhu Had Chayim Bechad Mota Dikayamin Ale the Barnash Vikad Yifrok Barnash Livre Mida Dehahu Mota Parik Le Vela Yakil Leshaltaa Ale Veraza Da Viar Elokim Et Kol Asher Asar Biklal Vihine Tov Da Malach Chaim Meod Da Malach Hamavit, Vialda Behahu Purkana, Itkayem Da Dechaim, Vitalash Hahu de Mavit, Bepurkana, Da Hmana, Le Chaim Kema de Itmar, Behahu Sitra, Visha Shavak Le Vila Akipe. The 13th precept is to perform the redemption ritual for his firstborn son, and connect him to life. There are two appointees in charge, one over life and one over death, and they both stand beside man. Thus, when a person redeems his son, he redeems him from that appointee over death and takes him out of his control. This is the secret of the words, and Elohim saw everything that he had made. Bereshit chapter 1. This is it in general, and behold it was good, alludes to the angel of life. While the word very, the Hebrew meot, alludes to the angel of death. Therefore, by this act of redemption, the angel of life is strengthened, and the angel of death is weakened. By this redemption, he acquires life for himself, as has been mentioned, so that the evil side leaves him alone and does not cling to him anymore. I know it's very early. The 14th precept, the last precept, is to observe the Shabbat. We don't have the time to finish this last precept. It's also the last section in the prologue. I wanted to talk a little bit about the word meot. If one reads the Hebrew in the days of creation, God says on the first day that everything is good. On the second day he doesn't say it, but on the third day he says everything is very good. The word very is the word meod. The Kabbalists teach us that the word meod is a channel for the angel of death, just as it said in this section of the redemption of the firstborn. The angel of death essentially connects to an energy of an end. That's what kills people, the energy of an end, of completion. Not of completion, but of the energy of not completing, but finalizing. In America, people are taught to speak Hebrew, and they go around saying, how are you? Ma shlomcha, how are you? And answering, tov meod, tada. I say this in the frame of teaching, so I didn't transfer the angel of death with that word meod. But those people who are not teaching, and those people who are not aware, ignorance does not stop the transfer of the injured energy of end, which is what people are doing when they say the word meod, without being aware of it and not being in control of their consciousness. I wish you all good night. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. I wish you all preparation, good preparation for the year ahead, the Shana Tova Tikatevu, the year of Tesha, the year of nine. We'll speak to all of you soon. Shalom.